And good food is at the heart of journalist Tracy Lawson's book, A Year in the Village of Eternity. Larded with recipes, it describes the changing seasons in Campo di Melli, the Italian village where she now lives much of the time, and where it seems people live for much longer than elsewhere in Europe. She went to investigate the phenomenon and ended up staying. Tracy, first off, where is Campo di Melli, and how did you hear about this promise of longevity?
Campo di Melli is located midway between Rome and Naples in the region of Lazio, and it's a small mountain village which is inland, but it's about 25 kilometres from the Tyrrhenian coast. And I first discovered it when I was working as a journalist in the UK, and I was researching an article on foods which could help promote your own longevity. And as I was Googling this, I kept finding articles about a village called Campo di Melli, which I'd never heard of, and I wanted to read about what people there ate, because I've always been interested in food and nutrition, and so I decided to go and find out for myself what they ate.
And did you find a lot of old people? Is it a village full of elderly folks?
Well, there are lots of old people, because people live at that point when I went there. The average life expectancy for both men and women was 95 years.
Wow!
So there are a lot of old people, but there's also an awful lot of young people. Three of my friends have just had babies in the past year, and there is an elementary school in the village. So it's not simply that there are lots of old people in the village,
and everyone's gone away.
Young ones have gone away. It's not that. At all.
In France, we have babies in their 80s, of course, yes.
Yes.
Okay, we're done. Now, you mentioned the food. Now, what's special about it then? Is it really down to the diet that there is, an average age of 95?
Well, it is. It's having spoken to scientists who studied the village, and Campo di Melli has been the subject of a lot of studies by the global medical community.
Wow.
It seems to be a cocktail of factors, a very delicious cocktail of factors, but it is true that the diet is a significant part of that cocktail.
And what is special about it? Are they eating anything different, perhaps, from other rural communities in Italy would be doing?
No, I think they're probably eating lots of the same things, but the diet was described to me by Professor Pietro Cugini of La Sapienza University in Rome as hyper-Mediterranean, right, in that it's very typical of the Mediterranean diet, but it's also exemplary of the Mediterranean diet if we were going to try and develop a diet which would promote health and longevity,
okay,
and not just long life, but also being healthy and incredibly active into your 70s and 80s and 90s, and I do mean very, very active. This, the Campo di Melli diet would be a pretty good model.
Do they eat lots of pasta, lots of pizza? What?
They do eat lots of pasta. I mean, they all eat pasta at least once a day. They eat lots of carbohydrates,
yeah,
because a lot of these people who are in their 70s and 80s are still working the fields or zipping up and down the mountain on their Vespa to check their wheat field to see if it's time for the harvest, or herding sheep and goats, milking sheep and goats. They're very, very active, but they eat a lot of lots and lots of fresh fruit and vegetables,
yeah,
most of which is that they grow themselves or is grown locally within their own zone. And it's chemical-free, generally.
Okay.
That is a very, very important to the people of Campo di Melli.
And do they eat a lot of meat, for instance?
They eat some meat. The diet is based on the cucina povera, which translated literally means the poor kitchen of Campo di Melli, of Italy.
Uh-huh.
And that is the diet which was traditionally eaten by peasants in much of Europe, because they simply couldn't afford meat. So for protein, they ate lots of beans and pulses.
Right, okay.
And that has traditionally been it. And the fact that beans and pulses don't contain cholesterol and they may help reduce your cholesterol has probably been a factor, the scientists believe, in protecting heart health.